An audio recording of this hearing will be made public. It is necessary for each speaker to clearly identify his or herself before beginning to speak. The record of this hearing will be provided to the Secretary of Education and members of the State Board of Education, together with any written or electronic comments received during the renewal decision process. To date, comments received on this modification application are posted on the Charter School Office's official website. Members of the public should refrain from speaking until time for public comment. As a courtesy to others and to prevent unnecessary disruption, please mute your telephone line when you are not speaking. Again, it will be necessary for each speaker to clearly identify his or herself before beginning. We will proceed in the following manner. First, we will hear from representatives of the charter school who wish to comment on the renewal application. Representatives of the charter school include any administration, staff, or board members. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officer, charter school representatives shall be limited to 15 minutes in total. Next, we will take comments from the public. The public includes any parents, students, or other public members that would like to speak. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officer, all public speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. I reserve the right to impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions if the speakers prevent this hearing from accomplishing its goal in a reasonable manner, such as speaking too long, being unduly repetitious, or by extended discussion of irrelevancies. This hearing's purpose is strictly to collect public comment. Questions of the Department of Education or the State Board of Education are not permitted and will not be acknowledged. At this point, I'm going to ask the school representatives to speak. I'll start with Mr. Kent. Also, if you would remember to please mute your phones, I will unmute them once it is time for public comment. Thank you, Mr. Kent. I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Travers. Thank you, Mr. Travers, and thank you to the board, President Sweeney, and to everyone representing the Department of Education, all members of the Accountability Committee who may be, this Charter School Accountability Committee who may be attending as well, and to our Great Oaks team and any collective collaborators or partners that's joining us today. On behalf of the Board of Directors for the Great Oaks Charter, Wilmington Charter School, or Great Oaks Wilmington, we respectfully request your approval for a grade reconfiguration of our school from a middle school and high school to be a high school exclusively. And we appreciate this opportunity to gather and hear public comment tonight, and we thank everyone that is joining us. We believe that this approval of this modification will grant us the opportunity to consolidate our resources, which will enable us to provide a unique and viable option to Wilmington students in their own community. And with that, I will pass the torch to additional members of my team who will share a public comment and before we hand it over to the next segment.
Certainly, at this time, any members of the Great Oaks team, whether it be administration, board members, or staff, you are welcome to speak. Please remember to identify yourself before doing so.
If permitted, I'd like to say something. Mr. Travers?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to provide the comment at today's session. My name is Jim Mazarakis, and I'm the chair of the board of directors for the Great Oaks Charter School. I became involved with the school as a board member back in 2017 while I was an executive vice president and chief information officer at WSFS Bank. And during my 4 years at the school, I have seen the hard work and perseverance that the school administrators and teachers have made to help our students and their families through many difficult and challenging years. I have witnessed how our tutor model has worked with hundreds of students to bring them up to the learning level in math and arithmetic, This tutor model has also helped make a difference in improving outcomes for most of our students. I have also watched how during this last 18 months, the school has worked to find innovative solutions and ways to help our students through an unexpected pandemic. The entire idea of establishing learning pods has made alternative learning options available to our students closer to where they live and having an opportunity to get personalized learning without having to travel long distances, but may be able to simply walk to a pod. I appreciate the opportunity that the DOE and the CSAC are giving our school to reconfigure ourselves and provide assistance for the school grades where we feel Wilmington and our students have the greatest need. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional members of the Great Oaks team that would like to speak?
Hi, may I have permission to speak? My name is Kira Bronex. I'm a board member.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm also a parent of a student currently at Great Oaks who has been here since her sixth grade. She is now in 11th grade. I've been on the board actively 1 year, and I have seen the hard work that the staff has put in place to ensure that our students have the best learning experience. Speaking from the parent perspective, my daughter has been here since sixth grade, as I said, and she has blossomed into a leader. They encourage her continually to be part of programs. She has been, she's been the vice president of the Honor Society. She's secretary of the student government. She's been a peer mediator. She's in musical dance. They, every step of the way, they encourage her to be involved, take leadership roles, never give up when she's discouraged. They encourage her. The tutor core is impeccable. It's a, in addition to the studies and times when I thought I was going to have to learn homework for myself, she would come home and be like, Mom, I learned it in tutor, in my tutor class, so I'm good. So it actually, it surprised me. I took a chance on Great Oaks. They were a new school in the city, and I'm so glad I did. I was literally up against the gun and choosing a middle school for her, and I'm so glad I took the opportunity to let them mold and blossom her. So I totally support this move to a high school because they are dedicated to get her through college, not just her senior year in high school, but through her 4 year schooling in college. Thank you.
Thank you. Others from the Great Oaks team that would like to speak?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Erica Hitchens. I am the teacher representative on the board. I am also a founding team member of Great Oaks. I've been there since we opened from the beginning. And just a couple things that I would like to share is, one, we've seen, you know, many, many students come through our doors, and we've seen a lot of students grow and blossom in different ways. And the taking the chance to grow into a high school was a big one for us, but we have seen the benefits for some of those students who, you know, may not do that blossom and be able to build relationships like they have at bigger schools. And, you know, having our smaller school setting, more of like a family aspect, is been very beneficial to our school community. And I think that keeping the high school and having a high school option within the city of Wilmington would be very beneficial to even more students and more families in the area. I also believe that, you know, have another choice or another option can't hurt families in the Wilmington area. And, you know, even though we're still doing some growing, I think we're growing in a positive way and in a way that can truly benefit students, not even just in the city of Wilmington. We have students who come from outside of the city as well, but it's still good to have another option for families and for students to have as they go through their high school years.
Great, thank you. Other members of the Great Oaks school community that would like to speak?
Hi, my name is Carlin Larkin. Can I have permission to speak?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. My name is Carlin Larkin, as I mentioned, and I am the Director of Literacy at Great Oaks Charter School. This has been my first year at Great Oaks, and in onboarding with Great Oaks, it's been a really tremendous opportunity for me to learn so much about what vision looks like at a school with, I would say, and I'm not trying to coin it, but with no walls. Our school is community-based and it's also community-resourced. And I have to say what I mean by community-resourced. It is a symbiotic relationship between the community and the school. And I think that is just really noteworthy to just kind of highlight here, because the community receives us as much as we receive the community. And I think that that is just really the heart of our school. And it is a place where we can really maximize how we get enrollment, how we engage our community, and how we stay consistent and making sure that our students that are not represented in other places are represented here at our school. And I want to also just highlight in my onboarding, there's just been a focus on truly getting high quality instructional materials that look different than what they've seen. Our students have been in a dual pandemic, one that is, something that we have to address through DEI curriculum, and another has to do with COVID. And I think that our school has done a really amazing job being able to find resources that focus on their social emotional learning, that focus on rigor, that focus on providing opportunities for grade content or content grade level content for our students, and doesn't miss the mark in making sure that it's reflecting what they look like, what they need, and how they receive education. So in this year, we've been able to reimagine what it looks like to represent students, not just to serve them in the school as traditional schooling, but to represent them in their instruction, as well as the needs that they're saying they need right now during this pandemic, that really will allow them to grow as confident leaders and also literate scholars and those who are analytical thinkers. We're giving them the agency. And I think that that's what speaks to what we do here at Great Oaks Charter School. And giving them the agency gives the community the agency. Giving the agency to the community gives an opportunity for us to truly grow generationally. But more importantly, I do think for today, we have high quality instructional materials that represent our students and that gives them intervention that they need right now in order for them to grow in academia. And I hope that you can see the hope in these materials, the hope in our students, and the hope for our community.
Thank you. Other members of the Great Oaks team that would like to speak?
Hello, how are you today?
Hello.
My name is Sharika Burrow. My daughter has been attending Great Oaks since the very beginning, in the sixth grade, and can I say she has flourished because of the tight-knit community that Great Oaks offer, and just all around, having a high school that feeds the needs of the children, just not the need of what the curriculum is, because not only a child not only needs, just the curriculum, but they need that daily, day-to-day basis of having somebody standing in their corner, having somebody that represents them, having somebody to actually talk to when they need to talk, And I love Great Oaks because they kind of fill that need with almost everything. And when I say that, it's like, because of the relationships that they have and carry through, through the children, the children know that they could go there and trust the fact that, they can always get whatever support they always need. So, I'm one of the parents that's, I'm partial to Great Oak, be honest.
Thank you. Are there any other representatives from the Great Oaks Charter School that would like to speak at this time?
I'm happy to jump in, if that's okay.
Sure. How are you, Ms.?
I'm doing well. How are you? I would just like to jump in and say, and I may be saying something that's already been said, so I apologize if that's the case. I had an appointment. However, I think Great Oaks brings a lot to the community, and the resources that our school is able to provide our students and families, I think, are unlike any other school and are something that's really, really special. And I would say also just the type of support that we're able to provide in-house from folks that work full-time at our building, to people that come in and provide services daily or weekly or monthly, so on and so forth, that our team has done a really amazing job making connections with. And without those services or without the school, I think a lot of folks and a lot of students would miss out. And without Great Oaks, who would provide those? So I'm really grateful for the opportunities that our school provides and the access that our school provides, and so are our kids.
Thank you. Other Great Oaks representatives that would like to speak at this time? Okay. Thank you. Hearing none at this point, I'm sorry, did someone check?
That's okay. Mr. Travis, my name is Samantha Lopez, and I am the principal of Great Oaks. Is it okay to speak?
Yes.
Great, thank you. I just want to say, when I start to think about what are some of the needs within our community and identifying what are some of the ills that we are seeing from our Black and brown youth, our young men dying to the streets, I start to see what is the missing link and identify what is needed so that we're able to truly eradicate what's plaguing a lot of what we're seeing, a lot of the pipelines that we're seeing either to prison or to death in our communities. What are we doing to change that? And for me, it's really tapping to what others may consider community schools, right? Some of our students do have that absent piece of a place to call home. And one of the things that we've noticed that we can provide is that we can provide a context that is not just in terms of high quality and rigorous, you know, curricular educational trajectory, but also a place where our students can thrive by finding support, by finding equity, by finding access and a voice where most of the time those voices are not unfortunately heard. That's what we provide, and continue to work hard by identifying different partnerships that we can truly see and can provide us with all the avenues, resources that we may currently not have to provide a platform for them and their families to continue thriving. For us, it's not just a change to create just a different route, but it's an urgent change to change the current environment and context that we're seeing in our inner city. So we wanna be part of that solution, and hopefully we can work together on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Comment from other school representatives? Thank you. So at this point, the committee will take comments from anyone who wishes to speak from the public. So we're going to pause for about 1 minute. And if you wish to speak and you are on a web platform, please type your name into the chat. If you wish to speak and you are on the phone, there will be time for you after the web portion. So we're going to pause for 1 minute. Please type your name into the chat if you would like to speak, and I will call everyone's name as we go down the chat. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Again, at this point, we are going to accept comments from anyone else who wishes to speak. Mm-hmm. Please remember to identify yourself clearly before you begin your comments. We will start with Amy Gallagher. Ms. Gallagher, you're not coming through. Got it. Good. Ms. Gallagher, I'll come back to you at the end. Maybe we can get your audio. Rita Landgraf?
Yes, good evening. It's an honor to be here. I just wanted to follow up to Ms. Lopez's comments relative to partnerships. So I'm Rita Landgraf, and I'm faculty at the University of Delaware in the College of Health Sciences. I am a professor in residence at Great Oaks in creating the Essentials of Community and Public Health course for the 11th grade. We are piloting this course this academic year. We started in the fall and are going until June. And we feel as though at the University of Delaware, we would also like to see this as one of our pipeline courses. And looking at a pipeline of students coming from Great Oaks that perhaps would land at the University of Delaware, especially in the field of community and public health. So I am very much in support of the change in this charter and want to continue this partnership moving forward with Great Oaks. Thank you.
Thank you. Sled Booker.
We can't hear Sled.
Oh, okay, there you go. I'm sorry about that. Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. And my name is Celette Booker. I'm a parent of one of the students that attend Great Oaks. My daughter Celette has grown into an amazing person, and it's all due to the support of the tutors, the staff, and just the fact that the classes are smaller, giving her the ability to be heard and cared for, unlike other schools. With larger classes, and the teachers have less time to focus on the emotional needs of their students, and they all have some. And she has thrived in the situation she's in at Great Oaks, which is why I would at no point see us leaving there unless we're pushed out when she graduates. So I just wanted to say thank you to Great Oaks for helping me, because as a parent, that's where your child is most of their day. So. The support system for us as parents also. They are in contact with me for any situation, positive or if they need me to support them while supporting her. So it's been a great experience, and it continues to be one. Every year it has gotten better, and I appreciate the high school helping her get to college, because that's where I want her at. That's where she wants to be. And that's where Great Oaks is putting her. So I just want to say thank you. And I appreciate everything they've done for us. And thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Preston Lanier.
Good evening. My name is Preston Lanier. I'm the Director of Personal Wellness Counseling Service. We provide counseling and social work services in Newcastle County. And the first thing I'd like to do is just thank Mr. Kent for providing me with an opportunity to be able to speak about the vision of personal wellness and have a conversation with him. In turn, he had a conversation with me about Great Oaks and the vision of Great Oaks. And in short, he said to me that, you know, he's all about building bridges from within the community and beyond the community in order to provide access for the school and the students and families that attend Great Oaks. And for me, leadership is very important. I've been around for 15, 20 years providing services in different schools and institutions. And so the leadership is a very, very important aspect. And so our visions lined up and we partnered in August of this year. And Personal Wellness has been able to provide social work and counseling services to students virtually, going out to homes, as well as the recent hybrid that's taken effect as well. And so, of course, we're living in a COVID, and this is challenging times for everyone on all levels. And our families, our students have tremendous needs. And, you know, it's been important to have the various partnerships, you know, these bridges that we speak of. Great Oaks, I've had opportunity to look from within, and I've seen some of the partnerships. I've seen the CTI program. I've seen the WAVE program. I've seen the Warehouse program. All of these programs that Personal Wellness has had an opportunity to collaborate with regard to the students. I'm thinking of one of our families during Christmas. The mother had lost her job. The anniversary date of the grandmother passing was coming up, and the family was going through a tough time. And, you know, I spoke to the school leadership about it, and we ended up providing Christmas for that family. You know, not only, you know, some gifts and support that way, but we called the CEB and we were able to, you know, deal with the housing issues and the food insecurity issues. So building bridges and partnerships, you know, within the community, I've been able to witness it being a part of Great Oaks, but also in working with the other partnerships that the school has made. And this has been, you know, significant in providing services to our students and their families. And so during this time of COVID, the leadership, you know, that you have is very, very, very important. You know, I believe sometimes there are people, leaders that are needed to take over to just steady the ship because things are running just fine. But then there are those times when you need a leader who can come in, be creative and innovative and understand that, you know, you're starting from a deficit, but you're committed, you know, to the mission. And, you know, your only option is to, you know, start from ground zero and work from there. So I have been a part of the school for the last 8-9 months, and I've seen the turnaround up close. And I've seen the difference that having a committed leadership, you know, can have on an organization. You know, when you call the executive director of the school and, you know, he needs a minute because he's out in the community visiting houses, you know, during COVID and you know, knocking on doors, that's not something that you often see. So, again, I have a perspective from outside, but also from within. And so I'm in support of the leadership. And I've had opportunity to witness, you know, changes within the program that have been for the better. I've had opportunity to talk about the vision and where the school is going. And I'm impressed with that. So, you know, as a partner or as one of those bridges, you know, within the community, I'm in full support of the school. And I look forward to continuing the partnership. My small staff and those that we serve, we look forward to continuing. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if there's anyone that has joined more recently, if you wish to speak, please type your name into the chat At this time, we will take comment from Celette Bennett.
Hi, my name is Celette Bennett. I'm in 11th grade at Great Oaks Charter, and I've been at Great Oaks since I was in sixth grade. And since then, I've been able to grow and develop my character where I feel like I would not have grown as much somewhere else. I've had the support of many teachers over the years. I've had the support of Ms. Graves, who's here now. She's helped me with a lot with myself and with my schoolwork. While here, I've been able to become a leader and a representative for the school, which I feel like has developed me as a person. I've been able to understand myself and others, been able to be there for others, and it's helped me because I know that at some point in time, I could have went down a different path, and this has helped me in more ways than one. Like, it's a lot. And I just wanted to say that here I've been able to understand that it's not just me, but it's other people also. It's bigger than just anybody. So we all are a part of something, and this I've been blessed to be part of. Thank you.
Thank you. Marisol Ortiz. Marisol Ortiz.
Mr. Travers, I know that she does not speak English. Should I let her know? Marisol, usted es próxima. Tiene que quitar el micrófono. Usted tiene el piso ahora. Doña Marisol, no oímos nada.
We'll come back to Marisol, and if we can't connect, she can certainly submit written comment. Sierra Hall Hipkins.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sierra Hall Hipkins. I am the co-founder and director of programs and partnership for Network Connect. Network Connect is a youth serving organization based in Newcastle County with a reach throughout the state of Delaware. We were introduced to Great Oaks by board member, Councilwoman Brashima Dixon last year. We hosted, along with a partnership with the then principal, Amanda Taylor, a girls group right into the pandemic. We were able to help build social emotional skills, as well as provide a cultural support to those young ladies throughout that school year. Our partnership has grown since Mr. Kent and Ms. Jarman have come on board, and we have been hosting what we call learning spaces, which you would be known as learning pods at the Great Oaks Charter School. We also had 4 learning spaces operating throughout the state of Delaware where Great Oaks students were coming to us prior to us starting our pod at the actual building. So we've been able to have a strong relationship with this school and this charter for about 2 years now. And I am in full support of Mr. Kent and the team and in their upcoming partnerships. I just wanna say though, I believe that Great Oaks has the ability to be the high school for Wilmington, as well as the community education building has the ability to be so much stronger in a community that is strived with so much need. I think the partnership with organizations like myself, grassroots community-based organizations, is what is really needed to make that happen. And I want to say that we are here tonight to let you know that we are in support to do so, to roll up our sleeves and do the hard work. The final thing I want to end with is I right now tonight, there are three generations of my personal family on this phone call. Celette is my aunt. Celette Booker Bennett, the student, is my cousin, and I am an organization. And I think that a representative of an organization, I think that is just the representation of what we have the power to do as a collective. I had no idea those two would be speaking tonight. However, I'm actually overjoyed that they're able to have these conversations. And I hope that we can continue our partnerships in the future. Thank you for your time.
Great, thank you. Ms. Amy Gallagher, we will come back to you. I'm not sure if you're able, if you could call in. We'll get through that way. Sorry. Anthony Davis.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Anthony Davis. I'm one of the high school math teachers at Great Oaks Charter. And this meeting, I was told about this meeting, and I find myself at a really, really invested in this meeting. I actually graduated from the last high school, public high school in Wilmington before they actually turned it into a charter school my last 2 years. I went to Wilmington High School. I was there for 2 years before it became the Charter School of Wilmington. I wore the colors of red and white at Wilmington High School, along with all of my friends that came from my side of town. And it was a sense of pride to go to school in our city. Not saying that Charter School of Wilmington or Cab Calloway School of Performing Arts are a bad thing, because those schools offered me opportunities that I might not have gotten in other places. But having a place where our students can go to that they don't have to travel 25, 30, 40 minutes to go out of the city, where their parents, who may not have transportation that can get to them, that can get resources from a school building that's centralized in the city of Wilmington, is an enormous boon for the people that we serve. I know myself, I didn't grow up in a situation with having the most, and my parents probably would have benefited if we had a school like this in the city when I was actually going to school, where they could come and get things at the, we have so many things in the TEB that I don't even know everything, and I've been working here for 4 years. There are just so many resources in the building that each year I seem to find something else that we can do to help our kids, from grants to help them with electric bills, food in the food pantry. We help, like, our parent university that we have to help train parents to be better parents, better people. Just in general, we do so many things for the children, not just the children, but the families and the community. And I think as Mr. Kent continues to build these bridges and partnerships with different organizations, we will not only be able to affect the children that go to our schools, but not we'll be able to affect the city, because we're affecting the kids, we're affecting their families, and in turn affecting the neighborhoods and the communities that they live in. I don't know all the ins and outs of everything that we do, but what I do know is our kids are better people when they leave us, period. Children go from being a complete nightmare to somebody you wouldn't have never expected that they would be like that, and when they first came. We have testimony after testimony after testimony of students who have changed and become better people because of the relationships they built with the staff, administrators, teachers, other students in our school. We are the place that they need to be to change. We're not talking about anything else but changing to make better people, not just better students, better readers, better mathematicians, better scientists, better writers and researchers. We're talking about better people, period. We don't just make better students at Great Oaks. We make better people. Thank you.
Thank you. Daryl Chambers.
Hello. Hello, everyone. First of all, thank you for allowing me to come here today. My name is Daryl Wolfie Chambers. I'm the executive director of the Center for Structural Equity. And our basis underlying premises is this: anywhere you see compounded structural inequality, you're going to see violence. And I remember when Leland first came into my office, him and Lady Lopez, and they came there and they said, we really want to reach some of these kids who are in some of these disadvantaged neighborhoods. How can you help me? And I was sitting there, I'm thinking, here they go again, these one of the mill, they is going to get these kids here, ain't going to do nothing. But as Leland began to unroll his plan, and he's talking about involving not only the kids, but also how can we connect to the parents and those resources to get to those parents so that we can be helping the entire community. Because as Leland says, right, as one kid goes, as the parent goes, so does the family. When the family goes, so does the community. I said, okay, now they're talking my language. So, but once they got me to buy into this right here, I'm saying to myself, okay, but how's the staff? So I know what leadership is talking about. I see his vision. But then when I went to their open house, and I seen the genuine concern, because I'm an expert in human behavior. So if you try to come with the BS and you trying to swindle me, then I already got that figured out. But when I seen the parents there willing to say, hey, can we go with you when you knock on the doors to the parents? Can my team be part of that right there? I'm saying, and this right here is a team that really cares. Because I went to Howard High School, Anthony, and you know that we've been rivals for years. So I understand the need for brown and black children, children of all races and creeds, to actually go to an inner city high school. But unlike some of these high schools around here, to have that parent connection where they're willing to go out on the streets, and I'm talking about we're knocking on doors and we're comparing notes and we're saying, okay, Wolfworth, you go over here and I'm gonna go over here, but we're gonna meet because these kids right here need our support. I'm saying, okay, I got a team that I'm willing to fight for and work for now. And I can say some of the kids from Great Oaks attend our Learning Pie. Some of the kids from Great Oaks are here now in the tutorial program. And we're constantly building. We recognize what progress is. Sometimes progress ain't from D's and F straight to A's. Sometimes it's just making sure these kids got a little hot meal in their stomach and then they're getting C's. In the next marketing period, we can work on B's. Then we can work on getting scholarships. We can also work on addressing some of those family issues. But I know that the people at Great Oaks, the ones that I have worked with, and I have worked with the majority of them, have really shown that commitment to these children. They really want what's better for them. They really want to install that hope I always talk about, making sure that those kids believe that tomorrow's going to offer better opportunities than today. And that's what every high school staff, students, and everybody should be trying to achieve. To make sure that we're providing a safe, nurturing environment so our kids can have the same opportunities as other kids. That's why I'm a fan and supporter of Great Oaks. And I believe that it's great things to come down the pipeline. And you got my support 100%, Leland. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Ashley Lipscomb.
Hello, everyone. Ashley Lipscomb here. I am the co-founder and CEO of the Institute for Anti-Racist Education. I am super excited about the partnership that I, too, have with Great Oaks. I was connected through Leland. I've met with Samantha and a lot of others here on the call, and it's truly been wonderful. At the Institute, we are committed to ensuring that every student receives an education that is truthful, free from bias, liberating, and offered in a supportive and decolonized setting. And we help to partner with schools as they transition towards their practices toward a more anti-racist practice and how that benefits all students. And so we support educators, counselors, administrators, and every person who is a part of schooling institutions. I was introduced to Great Oaks because I was asked to do a workshop for Parent University, which was truly a wonderful experience for me, and that opened doors to have another form of a partnership with Great Oaks, where we're going to start doing some focus groups where we bring in students and families and community members and community partners to talk about the direction that the high school should go in as Great Oaks transitions towards a high school. I will say this about the leadership. I work with educators, administrators across the country, from here to California. I'm in Jersey right now. We also work with schools in Canada. And so one of the things that has truly impressed me about the leadership there at Great Oaks is that they're not just talking about making this change, they're actually about it. There are many schools that are doing the performative work of saying that they want to make change, but they are not actually doing that. However, at Great Oaks, even on this phone call tonight, as we have heard the passion behind those who are really supporting Great Oaks and the movement that they are making, I know for sure that this is a leadership team that is actually about the thriving of all students. And so I am honored to be able to be a part of Great Oaks and be able to support their work as they continue to transition to do the wonderful things that they are already doing in Wilmington, Delaware. So thank you for giving me space to speak tonight.
Thank you. Lucretia Randolph.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lucretia Randolph. I'm one of the parents one of the students. I'm one of the parents for, I don't know how to say it. My son is in high school at Great Oaks. And I just want to piggyback on what the other parents have mentioned. I hope you guys can hear me. Okay. My son started school when the school opened at sixth grade. And I remember in the beginning, he's always been very introverted, and he's really changed since the years that have come, you know, in the past 6 years. I mean, since he was ninth grade, and now he's in the 11th grade. He has one more year to go. I remember him telling me, Mommy, I don't know if I want to, you know, I want to continue with school. I wish I could. He hates going to school, but the fact that the teachers were there and they understood him, because my son was going through some emotional issues. And a few of the teachers, not to mention that everybody was there on board, but he got very close to a few of the teachers, just to mention a few, Miss Taylor, Miss Gillis, Miss Hitchens. And they told me, and Miss Rapp too, you know, Remy has a lot of potential. He just doesn't know how to express himself. And this past year, years, I've noticed that he's grown from just a young boy, like confused about life, to we have conversations that I look at him and say, oh my God, this is, you know, the little boy that has turned into a man. He's 17 now. I'm saying this to say that Great Oaks has done so much for my son. I don't think I would have been able to do it alone. Like one parent said, these kids spend so much time at school. The teachers, maybe sometimes I think they know our kids more than we do, because we're trying to balance two, three jobs just to make ends meet. And I get calls from teachers, Remy has done this, Remy, he's struggling with this and that, things that I don't even know about my son. And I really like that, because that tells me they have the interests of these kids. They're not just there to get a paycheck. They care about these kids. And especially, you know, for my son's case, I know he needed that extra time because he had attention issues. And the fact that he comes back and tells me stuff about school, oh, mommy, this, and he's the one who said, I don't like school. I like that. And that tells me there's that one-on-one attention. And another thing that the school has really been such a blessing to my family is my son is there from morning until after school, so he's able to utilize the benefits of being able to eat at school. That has alleviated so much of my worry, having to rush home from work, cook for him and all that stuff. But just, you know, to add on to that, not only has this school been a blessing to my son, it's been a blessing to myself. It's been a blessing to, at least I'm able to concentrate with work, be able to, do what I need to do and still come home and know, okay, my son has been taken care of, and, you know, I don't have to worry about, you know, worrying about to rush to cook and all that. He's able to have time to do his homework and you know, catch up with schoolwork that he needs to do. He has blossomed from a young boy to a young man. And right now we're in the process of trying to get him a job. He's super excited about that. So Great Oaks has, I cannot say how much I have benefited from it. Super excited, and I'm even thinking about moving my grandkids over to Delaware for them to join Great Oaks. And I pray to God that this school continues on. Thank you so much, and I pray, you know, to God be the glory. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Amy Gallagher. Ms. Gallagher, we can't hear you on the phone either. I'm not sure. Can you try again? I think we may have heard you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I've never had this much trouble. Sorry. Thank you. I just wanted to say that I've had a wonderful experience forming a program that was new this year. It's called Delaware Environmental Hub. You can still hear me? Yes, okay. And it wouldn't have been a success without Great Oak Charter and Network Connect. It was a new program, and I consider myself an education advocate once I discovered how broken the education system in Delaware was. And I met a legislator who said that we tend to concentrate on systems rather than coming together as a community. And that's where I got the idea for a program, and I concentrated on the environment because that's where I thought I could get funding for it. And then when I tried to find students, I designed it for McCain High School in Red Clay, and I broadened it out through Dual School, who delivered the program. And I'm glad that I did that and that they knew Network Connect, because not one student from McCain made it through the application process. But the majority of the hub was comprised by students from. Okay, great. Sorry. So because of COVID, I had a lot of problems getting this off the ground. I had problems getting students, and I think that's what McCain students were experiencing. But Great Oaks Charter students, you know, leaped all those hurdles, and they had the network and the community there to participate. And this was a paid internship. Students were paid $15 an hour, and they, you know, we had two team leaders that were dedicated to them, that supported them, that we brought in resource experts. The program was supported by DSWA, and ongoing there will be internships available, hopefully more job opportunities available through this internship. It was a success because of the students from Great Oaks who did participate, and it's being funded next year, another $30,000 from DSWA, and it's now going to be on their yearly roster as their strategic, one of their strategic plans in reaching underserved kids in Delaware, and that's really just because of your students. So it has a far-reaching effect, I think, what you're doing. And I'd like to point out that in the environmental space, underserved kids are not represented. You know, it's not something that we're concentrating on in Delaware. So I think we can learn a lot from your model on how you have the relationships with your students and get them to participate in these programs, because I think even when programming is available, it's hard to make these connections and to have it be a success and to have students engaged. So you have a good formula for that. And I think the public schools that we have could learn a lot from your success. And so I definitely want to support the school in whatever they do. And I wanted to share that success. I think it's very important because it absolutely wouldn't have happened without your students. Thank you.
Rashima Dixon.
Good evening, everyone. I'm sorry, I'm doing a little bit of double duty. Rashima Dixon, I am a board member of Great Oaks Charter School. And also a council member here in the city of Wilmington, where I'm also in a public safety meeting at the same time. So I wanted to just make sure I put in my comments for this evening. I've been a board member with Great Oaks now since 2018, and also had the privilege of being a teacher at one point, helping out when I was in 2018 as well, which helped me understand and advocate for children a lot differently after having experience as a teacher. But I will say Ms. Hitchens and Mr. Davis also helped me out tremendously during my first year of teaching at Great Oaks and having that experience. But really taught me, and I think from the student's perspective, sometimes you never know how you would have an effect on students or what that looks like. And I will say, like, because I thought I was going to lose my mind in some cases because of the diverse difference, because I teach at a university as well, and a vast difference between teaching ninth graders and college students, and really just trying to make sure that they understood the information that I was giving them. And I will say that at the end of my time there, and I was working there as a dual enrollment piece with Wilmington University, and realizing that, you know, students really did gain a lot of information and really put together this beautiful display that I still have in my house till today, that has all their signatures of all the different students that I had over the course of my two classes, and how so much love that they felt by having me in the classroom with them, and what that meant to them, and what the hugs even meant to them, all the things that they don't get at home, Great Oaks is able to provide within the school. And I think that's what a lot of our students are looking for, especially as what has been talked about this evening, the social and emotional capacities of our students, especially when a lot of our students are coming from Wilmington that have traumatic backgrounds. It is important to have that love and support come from your school if you're not getting it from other places. And I am proud to represent Great Oaks Charter School and have them in the city of Wilmington and doing the great work that they're doing. I know a lot of the partners that are on the call, and was really grateful to hear that a lot of the names that they were partnering with, I already knew and recognized for all the great work that they are currently doing. And love that the more the partnerships that are coming into play over the course of where we're going as a school. So I am, again, I think our city needs Great Oaks, and they need a school like this. And I think it's a detriment if anything happens to a Great Oaks Charter School in the city of Wilmington. So I want to make sure on my part as a board member, but also as a city council member, that we make sure that the school is here for the children that need us, the teachers that are fulfilling them, and that our administrators are taking care of our buildings and safety at the same time. So, again, thank you for having me this evening, and look forward to things that are great to come from Great Oaks.
Thank you. Rob Snowberger.
Really quick, Rob is on the phone. He's caller 02. Are you able to unmute him?
Yes. Thank you for that. Rob Snowberger.
Yes, thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for joining this evening and allowing me a chance to speak. My name is Rob Snowberger. I am the vice chair of the board of Great Oaks Wilmington. I have been on the board since the inception of the school here, the maiden voyage year, if you will, and recruited by the Great Oaks Foundation back when they were in the driver's seat of the organization. And I'm a small business owner in Wilmington. I own Stitch House Brewery on Market Street. I also own 9th Street Development Company and do a lot of renovations downtown. And it has been absolutely fascinating and a growth experience for me to be a part of Great Oaks and to join the fight to help underserved children get the education that they deserve and they need. And I hope that through, you know, the trials and the tribulations that go into, you know, forming a school that can stand the test of time in a community, that this portion in our career, in our school, you know, deciding to focus on high school age. We hope that this is a defining moment. And I also want to make sure that everybody who's on the call, that's a decision maker, understands that while we as the board are volunteers and trying our best to help this school and to learn all of the different regulations and all the different things that could potentially happen to a school, even the dynamics of being a local board working with a foundation that is a third party school administrator from New York City, which we have now shed and invested in our own people. We did a nationwide search for our new executive director, got several applications and got a bunch of people to come to Wilmington and interview. We ended up picking Mr. Leland Kent. And since then, it has been the best decision that we have made. And he has had very limited time to turn the school around and to, show his stuff. And also it was during COVID. So we just hope that none of the experiences that you might, have associated with some of the past of the foundation being control. I can tell you guys that these kids have not at all suffered from the transition, and in fact have been nothing but helped and aided and growing faster and stronger every day because of what Mr. Kent and what Ms. Hitchens and what the teachers, the core teachers, are doing at that school. It really is tremendous. You've heard from teachers, you've heard from parents, and you've heard from community partners. And what's going on in that school is really magical, I got to tell you. And I am just every day I look at those kids and the opportunity they have. I grew up in the public school system. I went to AI Middle, AI High School. So I know what it's like. And they have a challenge on their hand, to say the least. But what Great Oaks is doing in the community is an absolutely great choice for underserved kids to get the education they want, especially because we're college focused, getting kids into college, exposing them to a world that they would never other see otherwise. And so I hope that you would come and check us out and come inside of our walls, meet some of our kids, and see what's actually going on the ground instead of just looking at the administrative challenges that we as a volunteer board have had to help navigate. But now we've selected one of our own, and he's doing great along with all the other teachers who have stuck with us. And so for all the teachers and Mr. Kendall McCall, thank you so much for all that you do. I'm in awe of what you guys do every day, and those kids are so lucky to have you. Thank you for this time.
Thank you. Sadidra Jarman.
Good evening, everyone. Khadijah Jarman, thank you. I wanted to really speak to both sides. The fact that I've been on both sides, I started off as a community partner with Great Oaks at the very beginning of the pandemic. And I was able to really work with leadership, with Leland, with Damien, and a lot of one-on-one time and discussions about their passion and along with their vision for what we see as a new Great Oaks. I'm a community builder, a community building professional. So the original outreach was wanting to have more connection with our community and with our parents. And that spoke volumes to me in so many ways. I've worked with communities all over the country. I've worked in leadership development all over the country. And I've worked in different schools in Delaware with a background myself in being in public and graduating from a private school here at Sanford. So with that background and really hearing, I heard someone mention earlier that they've heard or had experiences with schools that do a lot of talking. But what I witnessed over the summer, I mean, with Leland, even Damien and Kendria, we actually went out into our communities. I mean, during COVID and in the hot summer, and we were able to really speak and connect with our parents. We were received very well. The connection was received. The parents know that we care. One thing about community building, is not so much talking about it, but really getting out there and doing it and really connecting. And it spoke volumes to me as a community partner. And I was able to work with them through the pandemic, listen to some of their struggles, and then happily come on as a dean to advocate for more engagement for our students, for their success and really bring community into a school. So we have communities surrounding us, yes, that our children belong to, that our parents and families belong to, but I really love the focus of building community and culture right within our school. And we have the right people in place. We have the really truly passionate leadership in place that are willing to, yes, put their strap on their boots and get right on the different blocks, you know, that our students, you know, are living in and really get out there and really do the real true outreach. Now me being on the inside, I'm able to really see how things are working within the school. I'm able to at least be able to bring in resources that I know of, which I've worked with many resources all over the state of Delaware. I've been putting on a camp for the last 5 years through the city of Wilmington, and I have an internship program through community building and leadership development with our youth. So the fact that they continue to keep that connection with me and said, you know, Khadijra, we're really looking for something like what you have. You'd be a great person for our team. And it's been a really wonderful experience, because not only do I don't feel alone. I feel like I'm in a space where I'm with like-minded individuals, where we're all focused and we're all focused on the children. We're all focused on their successes. And we're really truly focused on building that bridge into our communities and making sure that our parents know that we have your kids, that we truly care about your kids, that we are bringing in the resources to help not only the children, but their families. We're in a great space in the CEB where we're even working on different committees and teams with the CEB to even bring a stronger connection all around experience for our students. So I'm speaking from two different aspects, being a community partner that didn't even have to be sold on Great Oaks because of my true experiences and just experiencing their true vision for success for the students. And I'm just very happy to be here. This is my first meeting with you all, and I'm looking forward to really helping in any way I can and working with this phenomenal team of teachers and leadership and administrators in every way, in any way I can.
Thank you. Are there others that would like to speak at this time? Hearing none, Mr. Kent, I will connect with you tomorrow or Thursday so that we can ensure that we get public comment from Marisol, that we can have translated and posted to our website.
So, thank you, Mr. Travers.
Absolutely. I want to thank everyone for participating today. The Secretary will consider your comments in deciding at the conclusion of this process what decision to submit to the State Board for assent. This hearing is now closed. Everyone have a great evening.
Thank you all, everyone.
Have a great evening, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.